Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Someone I know, and he blessed my soul. This is Robert E. Persons, and I will be right back. First of all, this is Reverend Dr. G. Wright. Come to you live. I'm on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook Live. So I just want to send a shout out to my family, send a shout out to my cousin, Mel, who I got a chance to speak with tonight, and he's doing well. And listen, we're all going through, right? And sometimes in some of these messages, God might say, look, I need you to go back. And I need you to go back and revisit something. So we're going to go back. What's going on, Minister James Kyles? We're going to go back on a message, two messages that God had given me before. But I believe that it's a message that is definitely needed again right now. Sometimes God has you do that. Sometimes God has you go there. Go there. All right. Praise God. Thank you for your prayer, John. What's going on, Cousin Willie Mae? What's going on, Maurice? Tonight's message is finding your purpose in a crazy world. You know, with so many different things happening around us, we can easily become distracted by situations and by things, person, places, and things. And one of the things that God is saying, look, find your purpose. If you say, I don't understand my purpose, hopefully, after we finish this will encourage you to keep on in your faith walk with the Lord. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm purpose-driven, you know, because we're in a state right now that we don't have time to waste. We don't have time to waste. So we have to make sure that we are focused on what God is telling us to do for our life, for our lives. You know, that we're doing what he's called us to do, and that we're spreading his love, spreading the gospel. And so tonight's message, again, finding your purpose in a crazy world. You know, past couple of years, I've gone through, if you've been following along, you've been coming through, I've shared a little bit about my journey and some of the things I've gone through. And one thing I can say is this: when you're going through your storm, sometimes you don't see what God sees on the other side. Sometimes you have to go through that storm. And when you go through that storm, it's not just God bring you through that storm, it's God's bringing you through that storm so you can, back and you can share your testimony with someone else. So you can help them when they're going through what they're going through. Have a great night too. God bless you. You know, so first point tonight is this: my help comes from the Lord. And if you have your Bibles, you know, turn to Psalm 121, verse 1. King James Version says, "I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help." I want to encourage you tonight and find your purpose. You had to put set your eyes. Set your sights on the Lord. Look to the Lord. Turn your heart to the Lord. Turn everything you do to the Lord. You have to look up to the hills for what's coming to your help. And that's Psalm 121:1. So for me, this encourages me. I hope it encourages you. You have to recognize the Lord in everything that you do. You have to put him first. And that's what's about. Yes, yes. You know, hope. Hope. When you have hope, we have that hope. And you say, Lord, please show me. And you say, look, let me not pay attention to things that are going on around me. Let me focus on you, Lord. Because listen to this. At the end of the day, good evening, Mom. At the end of the day, we got to stand before the Lord, right? So find your purpose. Find God and know that your help comes from the Lord. You know, set your heart to him. Turn your heart to him. Seek him. You know, I can try to do it on my own, but it's not necessarily about me trying to do it on my own. You know, I can't do it. I cannot make it without the Lord. I cannot make it without the Lord. You know, and when you get to that point where you say, look, Lord, I need you. I need your direction. I need you. I'm going to look to the hills for what's coming to my help. Do that, and you encourage yourself. You speak the word of God through over your life and over your situation, everything you're going through. It definitely changes things when you turn your heart and say, Lord, I need you. I need you. Hey, James. Good evening, Patricia. You know, think of it like this. You have to recognize that you need a power greater than yourself to help you get out of that situation. If I can get myself out of that situation, I wouldn't need the Lord. But if you're right now saying, look, Lord, I'm in need of you right now. I need you right now. you have to recognize that you need a power greater than yourself. We have to recognize, Lord, I can't be in control of everything. I can't be in control of everything. So I'm going to focus on you. So you might be saying, Lord, I don't know what you've called me to do. I'm trying to understand my purpose. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. You know, and tonight, you know, this is the Heart Love Radio Show. For those who come through, we do this every Tuesday from 9 to 10. You know, we encourage each other. And that's what this hour is about. It's about encouraging each other. We're on the same team. If you want to do what God's called you to do, then we are on the same team. And it's about encouraging one another because we need the encouragement. I don't know about you, but I need encouragement. You know, we give back to each other. But you cannot move forward until you realize, look, I need God. So my first point tonight comes from the Lord. That's my first point tonight. My help comes from the Lord. And it's so good to see people coming through tonight. The Lord. You know, I'll tell you this. When I realized that I could not be in control of everything, that's when it seems like things begin to break. Now I'm beginning to understand my purpose, begin to understand it. But we have to be willing to say, look, I step back. Lord, I'm going to seek you. And I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You strengthen me, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to know and recognize that you need to be number one in my life. And when you get to that point, you say, Lord, here I am. You can use me, Lord, and I'm going to seek your face. Have your way in my life. But you have to recognize it. And then look to your heels. Like I said, look to your heels. You have to get to a point where you say, you know what? I will seek the Lord. I will serve the Lord. I will make him number one. I will focus on him. Because people are going to say a whole bunch of things to you, right? But when you get to that point where you can hear God's voice for yourself speak to you and encourage you, and, you know, and Spirit's not going to conflict with his word, you know, listen, you want to find purpose, find God. Recognize who he is. You know, in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, it says, the NIV version says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The King James version, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Listen, we call on the Lord, you will be saved. Call out to the Lord because there's power in his name. Have you ever been in a situation and the only thing you say is Jesus? Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. You know, so you're recognizing that greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world. You recognize that you need a power that's greater than you. Then you set your heart to him. Set your eyes, your focus to him. Then you call out to the Lord. Call out to him. Acts chapter 2, verse 22 says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're in that place right now and you don't know, call on him. Call on him now. Call on him. You know, listen, I don't act like I've made it. Because I'm a work in progress. We are a work in progress. I love Proverbs. I don't know about you, but I love Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10 says this. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and is safe. NIV version says, the name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Call on the name of the Lord. If you're in need of help, if you're in need of purpose, call on the name of the Lord. Because listen to this, we're living in a crazy time. We've never experienced anything like this. Well, I'll tell you this, I know I haven't. I haven't experienced anything like what we're experiencing right now. You know, people are going through devastating things, but you know, one thing about it is that we might not understand, but God is still in control. You know, and that's our faith, right? That's our faith. That's what we say we believe. So we have to believe that wholeheartedly. That even in this during this crazy time, that God can still lead and guide us. And I do believe this. When it is our time, it is our time. But we don't know when our time is. But until then, are we doing what God has called us to do? I think I shared this before, maybe like a couple months right before this pandemic happened. A good friend of mine, a minister in the gospel, he and his wife were in an accident. And he didn't make it. It was right before this pandemic. And I was like, Lord, he was so young. He was on fire for the Lord. And the wife pulled through. God brought her through. And just the whole thing. And I really didn't talk about it. I'm not going to really go into it right now. But God was like, he was doing what I called him to do. Make sure that you are doing what you're supposed to do. Our time, we're going to have a time where we're not going to be here. But while we are here, let us do what he's called us to do. And at least try. At least try. At least say, Lord, I want to do what you've created me to do. If you say, I don't know what it is, find him. Call on his name. There's power in the name of Jesus. You know, Jennifer says, yes. Preciousness, I call preciousness. Say absolutely amen. Jennifer says, yes. Preciousness says, the Lord is trying to tell us to be still and hear my voice. Yes. That's it. He's saying, be still. Hear my voice. Call upon me. Hear my voice. Listen, God is speaking. And if we just listen, because, you know, sometimes we say, Lord, I want this. Lord, I need this. Lord, I want this direction. I want you to move in my life. But when God begins to open up those doors, we say, and it doesn't appear to be the way we expect it to be, or expect it to, expect it to be, then we're like, I don't know about this, Lord. It's not happening the way I expected it to happen. And what God is saying, like, just like Preston said right here, the Lord is trying to tell us to be still and hear my voice. Be still and hear my voice. My mom said, amen. Miss Harris, amen. You know, purpose. How do you define purpose? How do you personally, guys, define purpose? What is your personal definition of purpose? And this is how we do during this time together. You know, what is your definition of purpose? Because the topic is Crazy World. What does purpose mean for you? What is your personal definition of purpose? My personal definition of purpose is what you have been created to do. So finding what you've been created to do in a crazy world. I'm putting that my definition in that whole topic thing. Finding your purpose in a crazy world. What God has created you to do. And even though things are happening, you're saying, Lord, I don't know about this. But listeners, we all have our own time. But while we're here, there's still work to be done. There's still work to be done. It's not over. God is still in control. So listen to this. If we focus on God, our vision cannot be taken off by the crazy stuff that's going on if our attention is on God and if we're staying in his word. It's about relationship, having that relationship with God. Not saying I'm going off of what the pastor said on Sunday. No. Do you have a relationship with God? Are you spending time with him? You spend time with people you're in a relationship with, right? And sometimes God has to remind us again. That's how we went back to this message, finding your purpose in a crazy world to make sure that we don't get off track, because there's a lot of things going on right now. But if our focus is on what God is saying and what God's trying to do, pretty much like Preciousness said, the Lord is trying to tell us to be still and hear my voice. Finding your purpose in a crazy world. You know, someone needs to know God is bigger than your situation. God is bigger than this pandemic. And even during this pandemic, I'm seeing people do things that they've never thought they've done. I'm doing things I never thought that I would do. And then I have to say, you know, how have I been living? Some of us have been just on the go, on the go, on the go, on the go, on the go. And now it's like, boom, no, you can't. You can't go. Now you got to be still. Now this is the opportunity to seek God and to find God. this is the opportunity God's saying, I'm trying to speak to you. That's one thing my mom was telling me. She's been telling me, God's trying to speak. Are we listening? God's trying to speak. You know, and then you might say, Lord, I don't understand my purpose. You know, and I talk about, listen, your gifts, what God is giving you to use those gifts so you can be a blessing to body of Christ, so you can be a blessing to God and to the kingdom. Using your gifts to spread love. Using your gifts to encourage people. And you might say, Lord, I'm not able to do that. And what God said to me, look at what is in your hands. Look at what I placed on the inside of you. My mom says, what is your gift or gifts? Stand still and know that I am God. And stand still and know that, yes, thank you, Mom, thank you. Preston says, perfect timing for self-reflection. Yeah, this is a perfect time for self-reflection. We can't do anything. But I'm not saying we can't do anything. Things are being done, but it's happening in a different way. And God is still moving. I want you to know God is still changing. What's going on, Deb? God is still changing lives. God is still changing lives. Finding your purpose in a crazy world. Even in this crazy situation that we're experiencing, people are finding purpose. People are finding purpose in encouraging others. People are finding purpose in going after their dreams, those things that God's called you to do. And seeing people pass the way they're passing, it's like, listen, time wasted with no one. It's time for you to move forward. And you can find your purpose in this crazy world if you set your eyes on Christ. Tamisha says this, purpose is also found in the small everyday things. That's right, Tamisha. Being consistent, being a friend to someone who feels lonely, working with integrity. Purpose could be solving a problem or being in position. Woo! Glory. Thank you, God. What a word, Tamisha. I'm going to read that again. Purpose is also found in the small everyday things. Being consistent. Being a friend to someone who feels lonely. Working with integrity. Purpose could be solving a problem or being in position. Being in the right place at the right time. You might say, Lord, why am I going through this right now? And you might be somewhere, and just your smile can touch and save someone's life. I want you to know, I've heard this testimony, how someone was smiling at someone, and that person did not know that person was ready to commit suicide, but they smiled. Smile gave them the encouragement, let me keep moving on. So sometimes we're like, Lord, why am I going through this? Why am I going through this? And God is saying, look, just be in position. Like Tamisha said, purpose could be solving a problem or being in position. So are you in position? Are you in position? Are you in position? What's in your mouth? Are you speaking the word of God? Are you speaking life? Power of life and death. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. What is on your tongue? What are you speaking? What are you watching? What is in your hand? So find your purpose in a crazy world. First part, my help comes from the Lord. Second point, look at what is in your hands. Some of you guys are saying, Lord, how come I'm not seeing this breakthrough? And I need this. And people need the gift that God has given in you. People need the gift that God has placed on the inside of you. And one thing I've been encouraged with, one of my cousins, older cousin who's like a mentor, one thing she had told me was, you know, our ministry, your ministry, it might not be a global, worldwide ministry. It might be local. It might be state. It might be national. It might be international. It might be global. But wherever you are, let your light shine. God can change people's lives through the gifts that he's placed on the inside of you. Change people's lives with the gifts that he has placed on the inside of you. I want to tell you tonight that you are significant to God. I want to tell you tonight that you are significant, that God can give you that purpose in what seems to be a pandemic, but it's not a pandemic for God. Huh? It's not a pandemic for God. God is able. God is able. Amen, amen, amen. God is able. And God said, look at what is in your hands. What have I placed on the inside of you? I saw something that a brother of mine had placed on Facebook. And I'm like, man, that artwork is great. It's like I haven't picked up an artwork in a long, long the art, you know, the pen, the paintbrush in years. I'm like, look at that. Then everyone started contacting them. That looks great. Can you make me one? Can you make me one? Can you make me one? I'm seeing people do things that they never thought they could do. Some of you guys have been writing songs. You've been writing. Lord, I'm looking for that breakthrough. The breakthrough is already in your hands. It's already in your hands. Has God given you a praise? Praise him. Has God given you choreography? Choreograph. You know, whatever way. God might do it in a different way than we can even imagine. We just have to be willing to say, yes, Lord. So God said, look at what is in your hands. You see, the things you most desire, right, are already on the inside of you when God formed you. So you have a message, you have a word. And I believe that God's preparing us now to get ready. Listen, you can always spread love. Study to show yourself approved. Study to show yourself approved so you can be ready. See, the point is that God's been preparing us through the situations we've gone through, and now God's saying, look, you don't have to be on milk anymore. You can stand on the word of God, finding your purpose in a crazy world. What has God placed on the inside of you? You know, the Holy Spirit is here with us to comfort us, to lead and guide us. The word is here. We have the word. Stand on the word. What gifts has he placed on you, inside of you? Now, the gifts. Some of us have prayed for gifts. And God says it's time for those gifts to be used. Stop being stingy. And don't be afraid. Don't let fear keep you from your purpose. Because you can't walk in your purpose even in this pandemic. Like I said, it might be a pandemic for us, but it's not a pandemic for God. I want to tell you, it's not a pandemic for God. God is greater than this. Do we understand everything that we're going through? No. But listen, we have to keep our focus on God. And I'm telling you this. Sometimes, guys, we don't understand why we're going through what we're going through until we're on the other side of it. And then God doesn't just bring us through just to bring us through, but for the testimony. But for the testimony. Listen, guys. I'm telling you this. Let me share this. During this time, guys, generally I would lose focus. And different things like this, I'll be all emotional, like, oh, my goodness, the amount of loss. You know, but God's been working with me, working me through my process. And normally I would have been eating up a house and a home. I would have gained everything back and then some. And God's like, no, keep on with the purpose. So guess what? I'm working through my own process. What is in your hands? What can you do? What can you do at this point? Taking better care of my health. You know, because I don't want to go back and go through all those things again. You know, so this right here is a testimony. It's my testimony. It's my test. I can't have a testimony without a test, but I want to tell you that God will keep you in the midst of what you think is a storm. And God says, what is in your hands? Then what can you do? Tamisha says this, many of the miracles Jesus performed was when he was interrupted. Woman with the issue of blood was healed while Jesus was heading somewhere else. This pandemic could be an interruption so we can reach those we ordinarily would not reach. Great, that's a great word right there, Tamisha. This pandemic could be an interruption so we can reach those we ordinarily would not reach. People are calling on the name of Jesus right now who haven't been calling on Jesus. Or who have thought that Jesus had forgotten about them. But let me tell you this. God will use this situation. Just like Tamisha said, this can be an interruption so we can reach those we ordinarily would not reach. And you say, if you say, I cannot reach someone, listen, you have a testimony. No one can take away what you have gone through, what the Lord has brought you through. You have a testimony. And in Revelation, it says this, and they overcame the enemy. what? By the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. So I want to tell you, you have to tell your testimony and about how good God has been for you. And listen, and share that message of love. Just like God has blessed you, guess what? You can be a blessing to someone else. You know, Reba, hey, Reba. You know, listen, God, David beat Goliath, right? With his faith. We talked about this, I think, last week or week before last. And a small pebble. He beat Goliath with his what? And a small pebble. A small pebble. What did he have in his hand? You know, sometimes you might be saying, why am I going through, and that's in 1 Samuel 17. Why am I going through what I'm going through right now? Listen, God wants to get the glory in your life. Just keep him first. Keep him first. And God says, what is in your hands? Let me tell you this, guys. What you have is not insignificant. Everyone is special in God's sight. My gift might not be like your gift. I might not have the greatest oratory skills, or may even be the best singer. But what I can do, or preach it, but whatever God's given me, I'm going to give him my best. And guess what? As long as I reach one, just do your part. Don't worry about the whole process. Do what God has called you to do. And God says, what is in your hands? Some of you guys, God is awakening gifts that you've had, gifts that have been dormant for years. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? You can still find your purpose in this crazy world. You can still make a difference. Sharice said, that's right. You can still make a difference. I want to encourage you with that. Look at what is in your hands. Wherever you are, just look at your hands. What has God blessed you with? What has God blessed you with? Cultivate that. Cultivate that. Cultivate that gift. Some of you guys, you can cook yourself. You can cook and reach people through your cooking. You're a cook. You're a chef. Whatever it is that God has blessed you, do that and be a blessing. Let your light shine wherever you are. Wherever you are. Wherever you are. And look at this. And look at what you have as blessed, and that it is possible, because with God all things are possible. So look at what you have as blessed. God has blessed you. It might not be, listen, I've traveled. I've seen how people live in different places. And coming back to America, when I came back to America, I'm like, wow, I have a lot. Here, you might say, oh, I just have this, I have that, I have this. It's not that much. You go somewhere else, you might realize I am blessed. God's blessed me with some desires in my heart. Point is this: look at what you have as blessed, and because it's also how you look at it. So finding your purpose in a crazy world, when you think about what is in your hands, what God has blessed you with, and then handling that with humility. You know, listen. It's not about material things. What does God place on the inside of you? That also goes with what do you want God to do? What do you want to do for the Lord? How do you want God to use you in your life? How do you feel like he wants to use you and spread the gospel? You got to think about that. You know, so do you look at the we talked about this a couple weeks ago. I shared this. Do you look at the cup and say it's half full, look at it and say half empty. I heard someone say, I'm just grateful for the cup. For the cup, what is in your hands? Because God can take what's in your hand. He can bless it. He can multiply it. Some of you guys might be wondering, how am I going to build this? Lord, how are you going to build my ministry? Just like someone said earlier tonight, be consistent. Be consistent. Be consistent. Stay with it. Be consistent. Stay with it. Don't give up. I'm seeing people, Sister Deborah, God's moving her in her organization like this. And he's moving, and she's being consistent. She's being consistent. Keep God first. I want to tell you, keep God first. Finding your purpose. You might say, Lord, there's too much going on. I'll wait until things calm down, and then you can use me. No, guess what? God wants to use you now. He's trying to talk to you now. He's talking to us. And then we have to be willing to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to believe you. I'm going to step out. I'm going to take that step of faith. I'm going to trust you in this situation, in this season. I'm going to trust you. Like I was telling you, I'm doing things I never thought I would do. Things I said, I won't do that. But guess what? With things that are going on right now, guess what? I'm doing some of these things I said I wouldn't do or that I felt that I could not do. You might be saying, Lord, you can use me, but not during this pandemic because too much is going on. And guess what? God is wanting, God is saying, look, I'm greater than that. Keep your focus on me. What is in your hands? Love. It's not about having a lot, but when you have love, you can spread that love, and you can nurture. Those who have kids, you might say, Lord, I don't have a lot to give my kids. You have love. There are a lot of people out here who don't have love. They're searching for love. They're searching for purpose. What are we going to do? What are you going to do? Are we going to allow the past to keep us from moving forward? Yeah, Tamisha, like Tamisha just now said, God is greater. That's right, Tamisha, greater. God is greater. And if you can keep on saying that, and if you get up each morning and say that God is greater, God is greater than this. You know, for me, guys, for me, living with purpose, third point tonight, living with purpose. I'm gonna tell you this. I just got tired of, personally, I just got tired of just going through the routine. I want a little bit more. I want more than what I've been going through and doing. I want God to use me totally. You know, I love that person that says, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. That's true. That's right. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you speak these words over yourself. God is greater. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you speak the word over your life. Over your life. So even in this pandemic, even this crazy world, find your purpose. And when you say that, you speak the word of God over your life. You speak positivity, positive affirmations over your life. You speak the word over your life. God will strengthen you. And will help you to find your purpose. You know, and so the biggest thing right now is like living with purpose. Third point tonight, living with purpose. You know, I've gone through, I'm trying to put into words. There's a point in my life where I was like, Lord, it's crazy. And, you know, and I've went through that whole thing of doubt. And it's like, you know, Lord, I've been waiting this long, and I'm being consistent. I'm writing these songs. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And God's been leading me and leading guiding me and is building me up, using what I'm going through so I can give back and share my experiences. Listen, when we share with each other, guess what? We are encouraging one another. I might not be able to reach someone, but guess what? When you come through here and we're sharing and you're saying what God has placed on your heart, guess what? You're speaking. You might be able to reach someone I can't reach. You know, but the thing about it is this. As long as we share the message, God's message of love and hope and encourage one another, you don't know how you are changing and shaping someone's life. So I got to this point, which is my third point. I mean, we've already been talking about the second point I just didn't write down there, living with purpose. So the whole thing right here, finding your purpose in the crazy world, you set your eyes to the Lord and you set your heart for the Lord to speak to you. Then second point, you look at what is in your hands. What is he placed on the inside of you? Some of you guys can encourage other people to make changes, to make significant changes, and to move forward. Then the third thing, it's once God's begin to show you some things, live with purpose. If you're painting, then paint. If you make an inspirational jewelry, make inspirational jewelry. If you are encouraging young people and teaching them, teach them. Teach them. If you build things, then build. Whatever God has called you to do and has blessed you to do, then to do it. Then do it. Then do it. You know, ignore the craziness around you and focus on being focused. Focus on being focused. How do I stay focused? How do you guys stay focused? I want to ask you guys, how do you personally stay focused? How do you stay focused? How do you guys stay focused? For me, I don't watch TV a whole bunch. And I watch it when I want to watch it, but I really don't watch TV a whole bunch. So for me, staying focused is timing myself on, I can talk about the goodness of the Lord all day, 24/7. But sometimes I got to turn a cell phone off. I love what Preciousness says right here. Preciousness says this: follow the Lord as he will follow you. We as children of God need to believe more in ourselves as he believes in us. I'm going to read that again. Follow the Lord as he will follow you. I think I know what you mean, Preston. I think you mean, are you talking about follow the Lord as he will, as he leads you? We as children of God need to believe more in ourselves as he believes in us. You know what? God does believe in us. You know, and if we put our trust in him, and he will build us up. I guess I'm thinking about that first part right there. But I appreciate you sharing that, Preciousness. I'm going to come back to that. Maria says this: meditate. Yeah, meditate. Meditate on his word. Meditate on his goodness. Because guess what? What you think about is what consumes you. So if you're thinking about fear of what's going to happen if I do this, then what if happens if I do this, if I do that? What happens? What if? And sometimes we work ourselves into a frenzy because we're trying to control things and we can't control it. So definitely, Maria, like I said, meditate on the word. You know, I'm thinking about this part right here, and I hear Preciousness when you said that part. You say we as children of God need to believe more in ourselves as he believes in us. You know, we have to believe in his ability. We have to believe that he's given us the ability and we can make a difference. Listen, each person has the opportunity to make a difference. But it's a matter of, do we believe that greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world? Do we really, really believe that? Thank you, Therese. You know, we have to think about that. We have to really, really, really think about that. Listen, making it a lifestyle, right? Making the whole thing about living with purpose a lifestyle, where every second you're thinking, you know, remember that slogan, that acronym, WWJD, what would Jesus do? You remember that? You know, where every second you're thinking, what would Jesus do in this situation? How will God be glorified in this situation? How can he use my gifts in this situation? Listen, living with purpose is not just a one-time thing. So it's, you know, yeah, Preston says, the old saying, let go and let God. Yeah, let go and let God. Make it living with purpose a lifestyle. Be focused, Lord, how can you be glorified in my life today, this second? How can I spread love and light and joy this second? Listen, some of us, we're beating each other up. Sharice says, pray. Yes, prayer works. Yes, Sharice, thank you. Prayer. Pray. Living a lifestyle. I think about John chapter 15, right? Where Jesus is saying, 15 verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful, right? You are already clean because the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. So that whole thing about living with purpose, when you go down to John chapter 15, verse 12, it reads, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command, love each other. And this is NIV version. Verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command, love each other. Love each other. Living with purpose, guys, love each other. Love each other. And it's not just a one thing. Yes, it's not just a one-time thing. It's something that keeps on going, going. It's not just a one-time thing. You know, living with purpose daily. Staying in Jesus daily. Staying connected to Jesus daily. Hey, Ms. V. Ms. Tessie says this, God is a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in darkness. Amen. All right. All right, Ms. B. God is a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in darkness. Amen. Listen, do what you do every day with purpose. Living with purpose is a daily thing. It's a daily. It's saying, look, I'm going to be committed because I want to stay, remain in me as I am in you. That's what Jesus was saying in John chapter 15. Listen, remaining in him, it's not like a one-time thing. It's daily. Living with purpose each day. Teresa says, he will say, I am the way. Yes, I am the way. He is the way. Jesus is the way. Living with purpose, stay connected to Jesus. Stay connected. Living with purpose, staying connected. Because listen, while you find your purpose, you can't get the purpose and then say, okay, Lord, thank you. Give you show me purpose, and I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to do this in your name. No, it doesn't work like that. Stay committed. Stay connected to Jesus. Stay connected to Jesus. Tamisha says this, God chose us even with our flaws. Drop the mic. That's so true. God chose us even with our flaws. Even when we're out there doing our own thing, Jesus still gave his life. He still died for you, and he still died for me. Guys, it's like in this season, we're having to put our faith into action. And people say, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know. Listen, like I said, focus on God. Look to the hills. Set your heart to seek him. Second point, look at what he's placed on the inside of you. Look at what is in your hands. What has he blessed you with? See, some people have lost jobs, right? Some people are like, oh, I can cook. I can bake. I can create this online business. Listen. What is your ram in the bush? What is your ram in the bush? What has God blessed you with? Some of you guys are sitting on things right now. You're saying, Lord, help me. God's like, I've already blessed you with the idea. There's part of it that you've got to do. There's part of it that you've got to do. And I don't know about you, but I feel great just to know, hey, Brian, that he chose me even with my faults. Hey, Brian. Brian's in the house, y'all. Brian. And Brian is sharing Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10. And it says, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that, Brian. Hey, thank you for sharing that. Make sure what you do, guys. Make sure that what you do, right? How you live, how you think, supports the vision God has given you and your purpose. So who are you connected to? And who are you allowing to be connected to? Who are you connecting yourself with? And who's connecting themselves to you? Because, listen, it goes like, if God's given you this vision, then everything you do, are the people building toward that vision or are they taking away from that vision? So make sure that what you do, how you live, how you think, supports the vision God has given you. If you're trying to go northwest, but everything else is going southeast, it's taking a different direction, right? You know, and this goes with living with purpose. Do we focus so much? And I'm asking you guys this question. Do we even give that much thought in our lives? Do you guys give that much thought? Like, who are you connected to? Like, what are you listening to? Is it, if you're trying to go to the next level, but people are not trying to go to the next level, are you going to keep pushing or are you going to let go and let God? Living with purpose brings about change. Living with purpose brings about a change. And mind you, listeners, you can be a light wherever you are. But if you want to live with purpose and you want God to use you, you have to examine the people in your life, who you're connected to, who you're listening to, what do you spend your time on. You got to see, is this helping me to become a better Christian? Is this relationship helping me to go to the next level? So, and now I got to tell you this. When God begins to change things in your life, don't resist. Say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, because God will begin to change some things to help you to live on purpose, to live with purpose. So what vision has God given you? What has God told you you could do? Some people are creating schools. Some people are saying, let me go ahead and do my entrepreneurial business or my ministry. Whatever it is that God's called you to do, are the things you're doing supporting that? Is it an asset or is it a liability? You have to be honest with that. You know, my last point tonight is this: understanding it all. Listen, sometimes you think we're going to understand. Sometimes we're not going to understand it all. Sometimes we're not going to understand everything that we are experiencing and what we're going through. Sometimes we're not. What's going on, Peter? You know, we're not going to understand. But that's part when faith comes in, right? We have to believe that God will take what we're going through and use it for his glory. And that's why sometimes we're not going to understand. Sometimes I did not understand, like, why things happened the way they happened some years ago. But guess what? As a result, some things changed. A lot of things changed. And if you can get to the point where you say, it's okay to let go. It's okay to say, you know what, Lord, I was going in the wrong direction. Please forgive me and help me to be okay with what you're trying to do in my life. Sometimes we're praying, Lord, please work in my life. Please work in my life. And then God begins to work in our lives. And they were like, what are you doing, Lord? Listen, we can't control everything, but we just have to say, you know, I'm going to trust you. Kids, understand, you're not going to understand it at all. We're not going to be able to understand it all. And sometimes we just have to have that trust. And then guess what? With time, we understand the time God shows us. Some things we think that we are ready for, and we're not ready for yet. God's preparing us. Now, there's some things that God's saying, it's time now, and we're afraid to move out there. We're afraid to take that step that or that leap. Believe that God is bigger than this pandemic. Believe that God can show you his purpose for your life in the midst of all of, in the midst of what appears for us to be crazy, to be this pandemic. God is bigger than this pandemic. You know, Brian, I'm sharing Numbers 12:6. Let's see what he's trying to share. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. Thank you for sharing that. You know, when you talk about the last days, as far as God giving his young people, showing them things, as far as that scripture about visions and showing young, you know, showing people things and, you know, and speaking, God is speaking. He's showing it. You know, are we going to pay attention? Are we going to pay attention? Thank you for sharing that, Brian. Are we going to pay attention? You know, what is God showing you? You know, sometimes it's a matter of us really getting in God's face for ourselves, right? Saying, Lord, no, I can tell you for days, or I see this on you. You have this gift, you have that gift. But what is God speaking to your heart? What is God speaking to you? Now, what doors are God? Some of you guys have been praying, and God's been closing some doors, and God's been opening some doors, but the doors he's been opening up, you're saying, Lord, that's not it. And God might be like, that is it. God can bless you in what you might think might be the worst situation. God might bless you and shape you up in what appears to be the worst situation you've ever experienced, or something that appears to be undesirable. You know, no one said tonight, but part of that thing is obedience. Obedience, too. So once you find your purpose and God shows you, are you going to do it? Are you going to do his purpose? Are you going to do the purpose that he's called you to do? If it means that you might have to get out there in the thick of things, if you might have to be around people who are undesirable, people who might be hard to reach, are you still going to go out there and you're still going to reach? Are you going to be an agent of change? Are you going to be a change agent? So understanding it all, we might not understand it all, but we do. We keep our trust in the Lord. You know, do we keep our trust in the Lord? You know, let's see, guys. The whole thing about comparing. Listen, guys. Sometimes we allow the enemy to squeeze out the life. We start comparing ourselves to this person. We start comparing ourselves to that person. We start comparing ourselves. No. Do what God has called you to do. And stay in your lane. Be obedient. Reach out when he tells you to reach out. Give a word when he tells you to give the word. Be quiet when he tells you to be quiet. And be willing to say, you know, Lord, whatever you called me to do, I want to do it. And I'm going to do it for your glory. Not for my glory, but for your glory. And it might not be what you expect to be, but listen to this. What's on the other side, you have no idea until you've gone through. I want to encourage you, don't abort your test or your trial that you're going through. Don't throw in the towel. Say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to turn my heart to Jesus. You know, today, finding your purpose in the crazy world, when you find that purpose we know is to give God the glory, to serve him, to be that light, to be the salt of the earth, to let your light shine, you know, and you do that, and you continue to do that, and then watch what God's going to do with our obedience. There's no telling what God can do with our gifts if we're obedient. You know, Proverbs 3:5-6 says this, Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he what? He shall direct your paths, right? NIV verse says, in all your ways, submit to him. He will make your path straight. The key to understanding it all, keep him first. Trust him. You know, you're not going to be able to understand everything, but keep him first. Keep him first. Follow him as he leads you. And guess what? He'll make your path straight. He's going to make everything all right for you. You know, I'm going to tell you tonight, cannot make it. But God's telling you, you can. James 4:6-10. Verse 6 says this. But he gives us more grace, this NIV version. That is why scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. God opposes the proud. It's not about look at me. It's about look at God. He opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Humility will take you a long way. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Live in humility. God exalts the humble. Understanding it all, listen, live in humility. Because it's not about us. It's all about Jesus. Tamisha says this, spiritual abortions, yeah. You know, that's right, spiritual abortions, Tamisha. And she said this, we often forfeit our purpose for our comfort. God, that's not so true, Tamisha. Often we forfeit our purpose for our comfort. God, sometimes is not going to be comfortable. Sometimes when we feel uncomfortable, we say it's not God. And it is God sometimes. Are we willing to say, you know what, whatever that purpose is, are we willing to say, I will follow you? Lord, you're going there. I'm not going there, but I want you to know this. There can be a whole bunch of things going around you, and God can still have his hand on you, and it doesn't hurt you. Thank you so much, Ms. B, for coming through, Ms. B. Love you. You know, when God shows you his purpose for your life, accept it. Believe it. Do it. When God shows you his purpose, be that light in darkness. Spread that love. Spread that hope. Because that's what people really need. We talked about this last week. Minister out of love. Not out of condemnation. John 3:17, for God not send his son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Spread that love. Whatever God's called you to do, do it. Believe it. And be willing to say, Lord, here I am. You can use all of me right now. Bind up the fear. I'm going to tell you, don't give up because it might look like it's hard or difficult. With God, with men it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. So it might, your situation might appear to be impossible, but I want you to know God is greater. He's greater. He's greater than your situation. He's greater than what you're going through. And if you stay focused, finding your purpose in the crazy world, encourage people, and then be encouraged. And guard your eyes, guard your ears, guard your mouth. Pay attention to what you watch, pay attention to what you listen to, pay attention to what you speak. Finding your purpose in the crazy world. Guess what? God is able. He's able. I hear a song by, now God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's going to fulfill every promise to you. don't give up on God, or you won't give up when you, he's able. You know, my voice kind of guns. Listen, God is able to do it. I want to tell you that God is able. So find your purpose in the crazy world. Listen to this. Set your eyes on the Lord. Set your heart toward him. Look at what is in your hands. What is he placed on the inside of you? Then live with purpose. Once you live and do everything with purpose, everything you do should support the vision that God has given you. And then understanding it all, humility, understanding it all, it's not about us. It's about Jesus. And the question is this, are you willing to make that step? Are we going to forfeit, or are we going to forfeit our purpose for our comfort? Sometimes it might take walking with people through their, walking with them through their process, encouraging them in love. Are we willing to do that? Are you willing to do that? I don't know where you are personally in your life, or if you're trying to find your purpose, you know, but if you're saying, Lord, you know, I don't know what my purpose is, I want to tell you this, that God, hey, Cynthia, that God is able. You just have to believe him. And you might have to just say this, I believe you, God. I believe you, God. I have a whole bunch of music going through my head right now, so I was about to start saying some of these lyrics, but I don't want to say the wrong lyrics. But listen to this. Sometimes you have to speak, I believe you, God. Willie says, I'm down with G-O-D. Period. That's right, bro. That is right. I'm down with G-O-D, period. So finding your purpose in a crazy world. Look, I love that, Willie. I am down with G-O-D, period. Speak the affirmation. Speak the word. Speak positivity over your life. So when those things come, those trials come, those tribulations come, you still say, I am down with G-O-D, period. God's going to work, and he's going to do some things quickly. He's going to do things quicker than you even imagine. He's waiting to see if you're going to say yes. But don't forfeit your purpose for comfort. That's a great word, Tamisha. Don't forget, don't forfeit your purpose for comfort. Just know that you're not alone in this. If you're doing God's will, guess what? If he gives you a vision, he will give you the provision. You just have to be willing to say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Amen. Now I have a whole bunch of music going on. As you tell, I'm getting wound up. I probably can speak for another hour. But I just want to say I appreciate you guys coming through tonight. I hope you were encouraged tonight. Before we leave, guys, I want to ask you, what is your takeaway? What are you going to take away with you from this hour together tonight? We know we do this every Tuesday night from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. What are you taking away from this? If I didn't say your name and you came through and I didn't get a chance to, please forgive me. I appreciate you guys coming through and spending this time. And those who encouraged and spoke, you know, and those who just sat back and, you know, you praying for us, thank you. You know, I appreciate you guys coming through because guess what? Everything that everyone who comes through says can touch a life, can encourage a life. Hey, see some of my friends, hey, Wayne, hey, Aaron. But listen to this. What is your takeaway? What is your takeaway? What are you taking away? I'm going to take away what Tamisha said. Often we forfeit our purpose for our comfort. And sometimes, guys, sometimes we do say, Lord, I'll catch you on the next time. I'll get you on the next go-around. But listen, guys, we're living in a time right now. Look, you've been praying that God will show you, and he's showing you. Listen, you're going to be held accountable for that. You know, if you're praying that he shows you, and he shows you what he's called you to do, don't forfeit your purpose for comfort. God will give you the grace to get through whatever it is that he's called you to do. Don't say, Lord, this is too hard for me. I'll catch you next time, next go around. It might pass on to your children's children. You know, don't be willing to say, Lord, I want to be used today. So like Willie said, I am down with G-O-D, period. finding your purpose in a crazy world. So let this conversation keep on going even after this, after we've gone through, and I'm still chatting with people, and we still keep the conversation going. But I really would like to know how are you blessed tonight, and what takeaways are you taking away with you? What stood out to you the most from our discussion? What did someone say or responded that really, really touched you that you're going to take with you? Persons, may God bless everyone here tonight. Thank you so much, Persons, and I pray that God will bless you guys. I pray, guys, that we will find our purpose and that we will do that purpose. God's saying, just like Persons was saying earlier, God's trying to say, here, be still, listen, here. What is God saying? And the doors that God's going to open to you, for you guys, don't be afraid. God has given you the things that you need in this season. You might be going in a different direction than you had planned, but if God is leading you, guess what? He's got you. My mom says, good night, continue blessing to everyone, special emphasis on Greg's ministry. Thank you so much, Mom. God bless you, too. I want to say, guys, thank you, God, for praying for my mother, too, for her help during this time. I'm praying for you guys, and I want to send a prayer shout out to my friends and loved ones who've lost loved ones during this time. This is a rough time. So let's be sensitive. Let's be sensitive to what people are going through. You know, Tamisha says, stay connected to the vine. Yeah, stay connected to the vine. Thank you, Tamisha. Deborah says, God has equipped my hand to do whatever I need to do to be successful. That's right. There's healing in those hands. Come on now. God has equipped my hands to do whatever I need to be successful. Thank you, Deb. Thank you. Tamisha, stay connected to the vine. Guys, I just encourage you, whatever it is that God's called you to do, know that God will bring you through it. And let's keep everyone in prayer. And I just want to remind you to let us remember that God is bigger than this pandemic. You know, you can find your purpose even during this time. And God will lead and guide you. You know, feel free to email me or over here on Facebook. I appreciate you guys for coming through to the Heart of Love. And I just want to say God bless you. I pray for your strength. I pray for you and whatever it is that you're going through. And I pray, God, that we will spread God's love and his light to those who are around us. I want to say God bless you. Thank you for coming through tonight. I appreciate each and every one of you who've come through. And also, please share this on your pages, too. I really, really appreciate it. God bless you, and know that God has you. And God's going to do some great things. He's already working in your life. He's already working in our lives. Finding your purpose in a crazy world, it is possible. Keep God first. God bless you guys. Have a great night, and I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday. God bless you.